TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Y'all know those videos that they show on the internets where people will just be walking down the street and then all of a sudden one of them acts like something has happened and just takes off running, and the other one's natural reaction is to run with them even though they don't know what's going on?
Love them. I think they're so funny.
Riggins and I had one of those moments yesterday. I had to go to Riggins' house for something. We were doing some meeting stuff, and he has to get home to his little dog after the show, so I went to his house. And he was showing me how to do some stuff on the social medias and all, editing and whatnot. And all of a sudden, in his living room, we're sitting there, and his living room looks out onto the street. But when I got there, he said, "Don't worry about pulling around behind the house and parking in the little driveway area. You could just park on the street right in front of the house." So I did, and then I was kind of in between the two mailboxes, and I thought, I'm not really, I don't know if I'm parked, I'm blocking these mailboxes and stuff, I'm going to get in trouble and all that. He goes, "No, people do it all the time." So we're sitting there, and it had been about an hour and a half or so since I'd parked, and we were sitting there, and all of a sudden, I look out the window, and I see this big-ass red truck pulling right in front of the house and slowing down. And then I hear beep, 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 because this red truck has pulled ahead of my truck on the street and has started backing up. Now, this red truck is a tow truck. And I went, "Oh, shit, I'm about to get towed." And I jump up and run it, and then he just like jumps up behind me and takes off running in the yard. And I'm digging in my pockets, like, how fast can I get my keys out and get? And then all of a sudden, we're like, "Well, wait a minute, is he?" Riggins goes, "He's not going to tow you. People park on the street all the time, I'm telling you." And I was already spooked by that point, because I've told you before, Ace, I can't think of anything that would be a bigger pain in the ass
than getting towed
and having to fool with that. And so he has, obviously pulled right up ahead of my truck and started backing up like he's going to back up and hook me up to this tow truck. And then he keeps backing and keeps backing, and slowly, slowly, and it's beeping, and my heart's pounding, waiting to see if he's going to go past my truck to somebody else. And he does. He goes all the way around and turns and comes up the other street. But at that point, I had already been startled, and I just said, "Well, I got to go anyway."
You just left?
Yes. We were right in the middle of something, and I was about to wrap it up in there, because I know he's got other stuff to do.
Yeah.
You know, he works a lot of stuff from home every day. And when we, right before the tow truck showed up, I was about to say, "All right, I need to let you get to your other stuff," but I hadn't gotten to that point yet. We're both standing on the porch, and we're looking like, "Oh shit, what's going on?" And then I just was like, I gotta go anyway. I'm worthless now. I'm flustered. I'm spent. Nothing else good's gonna come out of me now, because all I'm doing is focused on my heart pounding, thinking that my ass was about to get towed.
I just want to get out of here now and make sure I don't get towed.
Because it was the honest, like, "Oh shit, they're towing me." I went, "No, they're not."
But you still ran out like, "Oh, well, I want to see where he's going.
Yeah.
I want to see if he's pulling around back to tow me." That's what you said.
Yeah. And he did end up towing somebody, but it was a car I didn't recognize.
Why would he be pulling around back to tow you out of your driveway?
The same reason that you get scared, Ace, when a cop's just driving behind you.
Yeah.
You know, you think, I do something? I don't know I did. You know.
Well, I just experienced that, thing. On the way back here, a state trooper pulled up behind me, and the first thing I did was look down and go, no, it says 45. I'm doing 43. Why is he pulling so close? Then I turned off. He kept driving.
But you know, whether it's the right way to think of things or not, people automatically think if somebody gets towed, then that person is an F up.
It's true.
Yeah.
You're a dumb shit if you get towed.
Dummy.
Or you try to do something that you weren't supposed to be doing. It's like, you never give the person the benefit of the doubt from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, man.
You've never been towed, TJ?
For no reason.
You've never been towed?
No.
Damn. I got towed.
That's see what I mean?
Yeah. I've been towed a couple times. Yeah.
How many times?
Yeah, a few times. I got towed once. Let's see. My graduation trip to Florida, I got towed because we parked in a hotel parking lot to go see these girls that we knew. And if you, I didn't realize you can't park there. You weren't a guest. And then I got towed a couple times in college because if you parked on the street for the weekend outside the dorm, you had to be gone. You had to be off the street by 7 o'clock Monday morning or they started towing cars. And they got me. One time they got me. I'm running down there and I saw the guy about to drive off and I'm yelling at him when I come through the door of the dorm. No, 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 no. And he just, and I literally ran up and touched my car as it's being towed. I'm hitting it like hitting my car with my hand as he's towing it away. And I'm like, you son of a bitch. And then let's see. I got towed uptown in Charlotte one night because we parked in a. I still don't think I should have been towed that night, but whatever.
That's what they all say.
Yeah. We had to, and it just costs you, the money and hours.
I know.
Now we got to get a cab to get over to the tow place, and then you got to pay cash, and then you got to sit there and wait your turn.
And then yesterday I was thinking, and I'm hungry because I hadn't eaten lunch yet. And if I get towed and I got to go deal with this bullshit, how long will it be before I give me a chicken taco?
Yeah. And Riggins is going to be pissed off because he's got to take you to the tow place, and he's going to be mad.
About
his day is ruined at that point.
That would have pissed me off.
Mm.
You've had 30 minutes of his day that's messed it up.
I mean, you never hear, the successful banker say, oh, my God, I got towed this
week. Yeah, you're right.
Towed. You don't hear success. You know, the doctors aren't saying.
No.
An engineer.
Yeah. Can you get in your car if they're like, the tow truck is pulling up. Can you get in your car and evade them?
Yeah.
Is that legal to do?
Yeah, as long as they're not hooked up.
Yeah, as long as you're not hooked up, you're okay.
Yeah. As long as you're still in control of how the vehicle moves.
Yeah.
Because that's what they always say. I've already got it hooked up. No, I can't take it down.
Yeah.
But if I would have jumped in, I wasn't going to let him, touch mine. I would have sped away.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That would have been incredible. Yeah. I would have
Sorry.
That. Listen, Jack.
Yeah. I know you got a job to do, but I'm getting the hell out of here.
Too fast for you. You got to be quicker than that.
Because it's such a, it's so akin to being a criminal.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
You're akin to a criminal.
And I can't believe, Ace, if you're pulling up there to that hotel to go meet some girls when you were,
18,
whatever, and you thought you were about to get towed, or you did get towed, I would have had that valet's job so fast. Said, you'll never park cars in this town again, mister.
Yeah, I don't think they had a valet there at the Blue Horizon in Fort Walton Beach, Florida.
Parking me in a damn tow-away zone.
Yep.
Yeah. I said, good day, sir. I'll have your job.
Yeah.
But gosh, can you imagine the nightmare of that?
It was a tense scene there for about 20 seconds. Then he just hands me his trash and he's like, you throw this away, I'm leaving. All right, see ya.
My trash. It was an empty water bottle.
It's trash.
So he threw it away. I'm too nervous.
Oh my God.
Can't take my eyes off my truck now.
Have you ever been towed, Rob?
Nope.
No.
Been ticketed.
You have?
I got ticketed at Reagan's old apartment when we made a trip to Greensboro and I had to ride with him.
Oh yeah.
I did get ticketed there.
I used to get nervous parking there too.
They said it was a space with a column in front of it, so I couldn't pull all the way up. They said that my car was sticking out too far, but I got it dropped. I got it dropped
because
I was like, I couldn't pull up any further than that. They're like, oh, okay, you're right. They looked at the pictures.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever gotten a parking ticket.
Oh, I have. I've gotten plenty of those.
Was it at that old apartment? Because they seemed like dickholes.
Yeah. I don't think I've gotten a parking ticket.
I used to get tons of them in college and I had to pay them off before I got my diploma.
Yeah.
and I had just let him like a crew mm-hmm. or whatever it is. And I was like, hey, Dad, I got a big problemo over here.
Do you remember how much it was?
Hundreds.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Because they were like $25 tickets yeah. at the time.
Why were you getting so many of them?
Well, I don't know. The school was weird about where you could park. UNC Charlotte is a huge campus. It's like a city. And sometimes the parking lot would be, you know, like a mm-hmm. half yeah. A mile from your class. And sometimes you'd be running late. And you're like, let me just throw it in here in this odd parking lot that isn't meant for that, and you test your luck, and yeah, you used to do that all the time. Yeah.
See, that's why at LSU they towed. They didn't get a ticket, they just towed your shit. Oh, really? So you were in the wrong parking lot, you would just get towed, and you had to go pay the what it was, $80 to get your car back or something.
Well, I think, though, in Louisiana, like one out of every six households, I believe, their family car is a tow truck.
The tow truck.
So, makes sense. I don't know why. But, that's why my daughter's ex-boyfriend, you know, he went to your same college, yeah. Riggins, and that's why he went day one riding a Boosted board to class.
I wish.
He would park and get on a Boosted board and ride it.
It would have made a world of difference if I was that coordinated, because mm-hmm. it's a, just this huge campus that you got to walk so far everywhere. So
did you have an assigned parking lot?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
See, because we had, when you got your whatever, you purchased a spot in a parking lot, and that was it. That was the only place you could park on campus during business hours. And after hours, you'd park anywhere yeah, you wanted.
We had to buy parking passes. There just wasn't an assigned spot.
Oh, yeah. So we were just, we weren't, it wasn't a spot. Like I would park in the, I think the whole time I was there, I was parked in the West Stadium lot. That's where I parked.
Mm-hmm.
So same thing, though. That's the only place I could park during business hours. But if I had a class that was all the way across campus, you just had to allow. It's going to be a 30-35 minute walk. She might as well get there early, park yeah. it, and start hiking.
Yeah,
it's another reason why college sucks. All the parking issues. There's never you hear anybody say where they went to college and go, and you know what? Parking was so convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't have to worry about parking.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if they'd stop focusing so much on teaching Marxism and shit, and figure out, get the engineering department to put some good parking lots, they'd be a lot better off.
They were like, well, just park your car and get on the trolley. I'm like, the trolley? It's 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning. Like, I'm barely here. Like, you should be thankful I'm here. I'm not getting on a train.
See what I mean?
Yeah. Parked. Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
Man, you know, I mean, you see what I mean about teaching them the communism, Marxism ways?
Not really.
Where they control how you travel, where you get to where you're going and all yeah, that. Yeah, you know, yeah. A Marxist is always about the government giving you your transportation, so that's where they always know where you are, how to get you there. And
there were a couple times, times from my apartment that I would ride the bus to campus yeah. from my apartment. Yeah, I tried that a couple Gross. Times. I wasn't digging it. Or we'd ride together for whatever reason. I'd ride with somebody and then be like, oh, I'll just catch the bus back home after a while.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah, you probably got bullied on the bus.
No, I didn't get bullied on the bus. College. You didn't get bullied on the
that's
bus.
That's what I'm saying. Fourth grader beating your ass.
Ride along.
She's like, hey, who's the yeah. old man? Look at him. He's
a old dork. Just ride along and reach
Where's
up.
Your
you
car?
Had a little wire. You had to reach up when you wanted to get off. You had to pull the wire down. It would go. Oh. It would let the bus driver know you wanted to get off.
Gross.
Because you should have gone to Gaston College. I had no trouble parking.
Yeah, is that right?
Mm. You were at the broadcast school.
Yeah, I parked right up front. Parked right
front door. Well, yeah, it was a trailer.
The whole whole thing was as big as the building we're in right now.
There's a story about an attorney that got his license suspended for a while because he did something that they deemed to be unprofessional in the state of Ohio in the legal world. And I don't even know how he did this, but it is textbook extra funny material. So we'll get that next.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast. More next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
The dictionary defines extra as extravagant, excessive. Yeah, sounds about right. This is the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Okay. Listen carefully. Because, I mean, I think this is hilarious. When you're talking about unprofessional behavior, you know, I saw it was called unprofessional behavior in an NBA game when, Russell Westbrook started arguing with a fan who was heckling him, like during the game, while the game was on the court behind him, he stopped playing. They said that was unprofessional. But I don't think that even comes close to this. There's a defense attorney in Ohio, and the Supreme Court of Ohio has suspended this defense attorney for a year and a half because the attorney, whose name is Jack Blakesley, went to the county's Crime Victim Advocacy Center. Now, you got to figure, if you're a known and popular defense attorney in a town, and that you're going to be beefing with the county's Crime Victim Advocacy Center, you know, you're not on the same side ever. They're coming up against you. So they have him on video, they say, in the parking lot of this Crime Victim Advocacy Center, throwing a Pringles can full of shit, like a shit bomb in a Pringles can.
At someone, just or
in the parking lot,
or just throwing it in general?
Just throw at the building.
Rob really likes this one.
Assuming it's his.
Says it adversely reflects on his fitness to practice law. You think?
I'd say so.
He claimed that he was not targeting anyone with his antics, but had a habit of placing his waste in Pringles cans and randomly throwing them from his car as he traveled down the road. So, again, this is a defense attorney. He's like, Your Honor, board, Supreme Court board, look, I know it's unorthodox, but I wasn't doing it to target anyone. I've had this embarrassing habit for a while to where I gather my waste in a Pringles can, and then I just randomly throw it out whenever it hits me to do so. I've been working on it through therapy, but there was no malicious intent in what I was doing.
It just happened to be at this place.
And yeah.
It, sorry. I mean, my bad.
I do it all the time.
So the court found that there was clear and convincing evidence that he chose the Haven of Hope parking lot as his drop zone to get a thrill from from pranking victims advocacy groups who he admittedly had known for years and would most likely be seeing in court in, you know, 15 minutes. They were doing court. He was going to be seeing them. So he's like throwing shit by. It's what I think you, Pringles can full of poop.
Does the Pringles can explode upon impact or something?
I don't know. And here's the thing. He admits, right? In what we just read, he admitted that it's his and he has a bad habit of collecting. So he must have, like, did he go straight from body to can, or did he have to poop somewhere and then scoop it into the can? I don't think I...
Don't know the answer to that question.
Because a Pringles can is narrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's got to be how he did it. Right? He
put right out of the can?
Yeah. What a psycho.
How hard? I mean, would you do that by sitting it on the floor?
I would hold it under me while squatting, I think, if I were to have to
Wouldn't
do that.
It be less less of a, like, wouldn't you have a better chance of making it into the can if it were on the floor and you could just go hover over it?
No chance.
No? Rather than trying to do this, you know?
You kind of, I mean, if you're trying to, like, adjust.
Or would you go behind or through the front?
I think I'd go through the front if I were to do that.
But if you're constantly adjusting while it's on the ground and you're...
I don't know. I mean,
yeah, you're right. There's too much. There's too much movement in that hover method of TJ's. I think.
Really?
You got to hold it right up to.
No, I think you just you put it on the floor, and then you line it up, even to the point where you would have to go down and go touch it, and go, "All right, I'm over the target."
Yeah, you'd have there'd have to be contact, not hovering.
Yeah, but I mean, you could. You're over. You know, you touch on it and then raise up a little bit. Because then once you touch it, you'll know you're in the right spot. And then you just
maybe because he's got it down to a science. Yeah. Clearly, he's done it all the time. He's like, I figured it out.
But do you think he's really done it before, or he just said that was his? Yeah. Yeah, that was his defense. He's just coming up with some shit.
That's a lie. That's got to be a lie, right?
I do this all the time.
I hope it wasn't a lie.
Now, when his suspension is over in a year and a half, are you hiring that guy if you need a defense attorney? I would. I'd be like, this guy will do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
This guy is unhinged.
For sure.
Yeah.
He'll get.
How does throwing.
Although, if he couldn't get himself out of this situation, I don't know if I have been accused of a crime. If
but
I
wanted him. That's going to be a tough one to find your way out of when they've got video you on video. Proof. You throw it.
Yeah.
It's like at the Pringles can full of shit and you saw me throw it. I didn't just accidentally find that Pringles can full of somebody else's shit.
And you know, this came from the from a news site. Called courtnewsohio.gov, and I don't know how they call themselves journalists here without a video. Having the video that they could put into the stuff so you can see it. Because I mean, it had to have at least spilled out when it hit the concrete.
When the lid pops off or something.
And he may not have even had the lid on
it. If it doesn't blow up, what's the point?
Right.
Somebody just walks up and sees a Pringles can, they just pick it up and throw it in the trash. They may not even know that it's full of... Well, I guess they would, because you're going to look at it and see if there are Pringles in it.
But he had to be, you know, on his way to court.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, because the court started in 15 minutes from when he did that.
Full-size Pringles can, I'm assuming?
Yeah, because the little short snack size, I don't know.
Yeah.
That would hold
it. Yeah, I just want to know what the intent was. Huh? Is it supposed to, when it hits, I assume it had the lid on it. So when it hits, was that, would the pressure cause it to explode? Or was it just, that's all I got? I'm just pissed off. And
well, what about, like, if it was like he was not feeling great at the time? And then it's even worse? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. In a nice way, Rob. And I appreciate that.
Diarrhea.
But I don't know. Thank you, Reed. But I don't know if that would cause it to explode. I just want to know what the intent was. Was it to explode all over something?
Yeah. I mean, and
because
if that
clearly didn't work, it seems.
Yeah. You'd have to put an M80 in it. That's a good prank.
Yeah.
Hey, go collect that Pringles can. All right. Sure.
Or if you just pooped it, dropped an M80, and it lit it, dropped it, and just threw it out in the parking lot and waited for the whole thing to explode. Boom! And everybody comes outside, you got like 10 cars covered in shit.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I'm trying to find a picture of him, but I just Googled his name, and all these different people are coming up. I don't know. Maybe I'll be better at finding it.
Esquire.
He's had it wiped. He's had the internet wiped of his name and likeness.
Is the internet in his ass?
That's my lawyer shit Pringles.
Somebody named Wesley with the same last name who's an attorney. I hope that's not like his brother in the firm or something.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh,
the thing I found, it says his name was Blakesley.
Blakesley, yeah. What did I say?
Something else. I don't remember.
I thought I said Blakesley.
Wesley, I think, is what you just said.
No, I said there's somebody named Wesley with the same last name.
Gotcha. Okay. I found his website, I think. It does not have a picture of him, it looks like. Jack A. Blakesley, attorney at law. And it's Jack-A-Blakes. Like, he's a psychopath.
Just because of the website address?
Jack-A-Blakesley-attorney-at-law- .business.site.
Let's make sure that's the guy, because he's a lawyer.
Yeah. But now I found one that said Blakesley, civil rights lawyers, compare top-rated Ohio attorneys. Yeah.
Although this may be a site that somebody made to mess with them, because there's when you go to photos, it's there's Pringles cans.
Oh, well,
okay.
Obviously. Yeah, he didn't do that.
Attorney at law.
If that came out of his office, that he's got to get a new webmaster. Yeah. I mean, because I know if Frank did some stuff like that to us, our webmaster, we'd probably be like, oh, Frank, come on. I thought we were on the same side, man.
We're going to have to let you go.
You know those chip containers that you open up and the snakes come out?
Yeah.
It's a prank. Yeah. It's prank chips and just shit inside. Oh, man.
You want Pringles? Once you pop, you can't stop. Yeah. You know?
That is psycho behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Funny, though.
You can click to get a quote, too.
I want to see the videos. I'm dying to know what happened with the can. I want to see how he threw it.
Yeah, is it like a Molotov cocktail kind of thing?
Yeah, or was it more in anger, like he just flips it in, like, over
bastards.
Him? Yeah,
bunch of bitches.
Yeah, he just ride by it. Did he go out the? Did he throw it? He probably had to throw it across the lane, across the road. I think. Well, if he's right-handed, you're gonna go by the building's gonna be on. There's no chance that you can throw it at your wind. Well, maybe you could have thrown it across the opposite lane.
Yeah.
Because that's dangerous. A Pringles can, and you're trying to fling it out the passenger window.
Yeah. You better be spot on.
Yeah, you better be spot on with that. Because it's full of poop.
And the Board of Professional Conduct recommended that the court publicly reprimand Blakeslee. The opinion noted that the primary purpose of attorney discipline is not to punish the offender, but to protect the public. The court found a greater sanction was needed to protect the public. Quote, however, the evidence in this case shows that despite societal standards of cleanliness and decorum, Blakeslee failed to control his own bizarre impulses to place feces-filled cans out in public for unsuspecting people to find. His aberrant conduct has adversely reflected on his own fitness to practice law and brought discredit to the profession through significant media attention.
Yeah, you can't argue that point.
So it sounds like then maybe he left it for them to find.
Yeah.
But didn't it say earlier that he threw it?
Yeah, but you're right, though.
He
may have just had a cap on it and just tossed it out. Like, I'll throw it. Somebody will come along and pick it up.
Yeah.
I found a picture of a man in West Virginia that's an attorney, so maybe he moved from West Virginia, but he is an older man.
Well, what would make you think he moved?
Because, I mean, maybe he moved to Ohio and started, I'm just saying, because these are from a couple years ago, and it's West Virginia.
Oh.
Because I think you'd have to, like, be licensed in a particular state.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
So this is from 2016, and he was a much older gentleman. I'll send you guys a picture.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'd...
Just don't post that.
Like, I,
just
put that away. I was going to say, I don't think once he gets his license back, he's going to be, you know, tracking Rob down to be an investigator for his firm.
Yeah.
Funnier than your average podcast. This is the Extra Funny Podcast, presented by Neogenix. Find out more about Neogenix at acetj.com/neogenix. More Extra Funny Podcasts next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Extra Funny Podcast, presented by Neogenix. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix. Now, Ace and TJ.
Something weird happened earlier. we were talking about Riggins' dirty tea jug that he has. Riggins always has iced tea, you know, throughout the day, all day, every day. At least once a day, you have a glass of iced tea, right?
Yeah.
And like a lot of people who enjoy a lot of iced tea, he doesn't wash the pitcher or the glass. He drinks out of the same glass because the belief that it is seasoned with the tea, and when you wash it with soap and hot water and whatever, it diminishes the tea flavor. But it looked like that thing had hair growing in it. I mean,
you got to wash it at some point, right?
No, they say not.
Never.
You know, some people they just think, but y'all don't even put sugar in it though, so that make it a little bit different. You know?
Yeah. I don't brew it like that, but when I go to make a glass, I put a little bit of sweetener in it.
Yeah.
Just a little bit, like a half a pack or something. Mm-hmm.
Because while Riggins has lived his pretty much entire life in the South, his parents are from Chicago, and they don't like sweet tea like Southern people do. But we were talking about that, and I said, you know what? We used to have, because we always had tea made in the refrigerator the same way. It's what we drank at every meal. There's never a meal. If you in the 80s looked at a family and said, all right, who's drinking water with dinner? Who'd be like, what the F are you talking about? In the South in the 80s, nobody drank water with the meal. That was
where
stupid.
That was not the no water, because that was like a treat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had tea, Coke, milk.
Right. Whatever. But never did people just sit down with water and drink that with their meal. Now, when you go to restaurants, they would give you water. Yeah. Like, you know, they'd start off with the water, but then quickly you would order tea or Coke. But we had this big, and it was Tupperware brand. It wasn't, you know, Tupperware gets used as a generic term for all plastic containers now, but that's not the way it is. Tupperware is its own, like, that's, if you're talking about plastic storage for food, Tupperware is still the top of the line, I think. And we had a Tupperware tea jug, and it was 5 quarts, a 5-quart canister, and it was clear, but we used it so much that it was stained brown, the whole thing. And I found several of them. I did the Google search on it, and I found several of them on eBay. Not at the same time, but in different accounts, people trying to sell them. And it's the exact tea jug that we had. They don't make them anymore. And I said to Riggins, I go, you know what? This might be a good gift. Like, I'd get that for my brother, because it's a childhood memory.
Absolutely.
And then it hit me. That's a different thing when you didn't have a good childhood. You know, when your childhood is full of, you know, memories of bad things and whatnot. I mean, we weren't abused, anything like that. But I mean, it was a lot of confrontation going on in the house and things like that when we were kids. So I don't know that he would want to be reminded of our childhood in this way.
Well, because it came from you, though, maybe it would be like a fun memory that the two of you would share.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you think if you sent it to him without saying anything about it?
Oh yeah, he would know
immediately.
Yeah,
he would know. That's, look, my brother thought of this because we used to have one of these at home. That's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then he might think, oh, yeah, that reminds me of the time our parents were arguing so badly and my mom threw the tea jug at my dad.
Oh, that actually happened? You
know, no.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just saying it could spark like, a memory like that. Who knows?
I didn't know where you were. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, cool. Could be.
Maybe that'll happen.
I mean, knowing what I know, I realized it wasn't out of the realm of possibility.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, I didn't really think about that, but.
What's the worst gift you've ever gotten, Regan? From anybody?
I don't know. You come back to me. I can't.
Because, you know, the BuzzFeed is, you know, they're trying to compile a list of people saying what the worst gifts they've ever gotten. Do you know, Ace, have you ever gotten a really bad gift?
I've never gotten a bad gift. I mean, I've never considered a gift bad. I don't think I've ever gotten anything like that I thought, this is a sucky gift.
And one of the answers they had in here was an expensive and lovely gift basket full of gourmet foods, none of which I could eat because of life-threatening food allergies. Okay. Well, the person who gave it knew about the allergies.
Oh,
well, that's bad business.
What would it count, the couple of gifts that I never got?
From your dad or from ex-wife?
My ex-wife a couple of times said, you know.
But can you talk about that?
I don't know if I can or not.
Maybe you let's know, drop that.
We get along good.
I don't want that to be a figurative Pringle poop bomb.
No, they'd already been talked about on the radio before. But yeah, this is a couple of times that happened. Like, oh, okay, that'll be cool. And like months later, I go, you know, I never got.
Somebody said that they got a t-shirt that said fast food removal service. Like it was a Secret Santa gift from a coworker who said fast food removal service.
Meaning they eat too much?
Or? I guess. They eat a lot of fast food.
Right.
Rob, you would think that t-shirt's quirky and fun, wouldn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, for
sure. That wouldn't offend you. You eat a lot of fast food.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal.
What t-shirt would offend you, Rob? Like what would we give you that you would say, well, this is kind of offensive?
I can't think of anything, really.
All right.
No. But the worst gift I have ever heard of anybody getting that wasn't done as a malicious thing was we had a listener one time, a young lady, and as my Nana would say, just an absolutely adorable, precious little girl. She was about, you know, early 20s. And she said that her grandmother one time for Christmas gave her a manicure set. And that's the worst gift she'd ever gotten was a manicure set because she was born with only one arm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, how the hell? How the hell am I going to use a manicure set when I only got one arm?
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
But she had two hands, but just one arm.
Yeah.
What?
No, I made that up.
I was like, how? No,
I know. That was stupid. But yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So I don't know. I can't remember. Ace, was it because her grandmother was kind of not with it anymore?
I don't remember.
But either way.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah,
I mean, unless you're her.
Well, she thought it was funny.
It's funny to everybody else.
She laughed about it.
It's a funny joke to play, but doesn't sound like it was a joke.
No, that's what I'm saying. So the grandmother may not have been with it.
Yeah. It's a manicure.
And we met her in person, that adorable little one-armed listener.
Really?
Yeah. She used to work right up here as a server. She's great.
A server?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a job you wouldn't even look into.
What, one-armed server?
Yeah. Like.
Well, I mean, the adjective's not needed.
Yeah.
I mean, she never referred to herself as a one arm. She just said server. Yeah. I mean, even back then, may have been called a waitress.
Yeah.
You know.
I bet you make good money because people are so impressed that you can do all that stuff with one arm. They're like, oh my God, I'm going to tip her. Like, that's actually going above and beyond. That's amazing. Great service.
Yeah, you know, the other ones hated her.
Why?
Because she had the sob story to get extra tips stuff. No, I'm kidding.
Unless they're splitting tips, then it's a winner for everybody.
Yeah. No.
Wouldn't you tip that person more, the one-armed server? I would.
I wouldn't.
It's better if you could call her a waitress, though. Because it kind of has
one-arm waitress.
The one-armed waitress.
The alliteration of it.
Hey, I'm Susie, the one-armed waitress.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was, you know, pretty.
Was she?
Mm-hmm. And, she's very efficient as a waitress, a one-armed waitress.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. You see, she come out and have all the plates on her one arm like that.
Yeah.
But I can't remember. I think she either had to have somebody come with her to take the things off of her arm and put them on the table.
Oh, yeah.
Or you had to reach in. Can you get that for me? Maybe that's what she, because she knew me. She's like, can you get that for me? And I was like, ooh. No.
Might as well take it back. I can't even eat.
Yeah, God, I didn't know I was having to watch a freak show. No, she was great. And she said she grew up listening to us and that she always wanted to tell us that story. And we were asking, you know, people who got the worst Christmas gift one year. And she said, there was my chance to call in. But it took her longer. than the other people. It's like, how'd you get there?
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.